phenomena that you don't control. Just see it a little bit more in a few places, at a few times, and your eyes start to open up. Your ability to see improves, and it keeps improving without you really focusing on it, because it's just an opening. Anything that's an opening tends to open more by itself, because you're not denying it anymore. Your eyes aren't trying not to see it anymore. Involuntarily, you're not aware of it, but that's what we're all doing. Because you have to be screening it out without recognizing it, not to see it. And that becomes crystal clear once you start to see it. Until then, you say to yourself, no, I'm not screening it out. I can see clear. And it's not that you can't see clear. It's that there's more to see that you may not yet be seeing. And then you don't have to worry about how am I going to improve myself? Because you see that something's going on that already, by your seeing it, lifts you higher. And then it gets tricky, because then you start wondering, why doesn't everybody see this? I understand I didn't see it up until now, but if I can see it, why can't everybody see it? So you can start to get frustrated. Because what's happened is you've changed, but that doesn't mean everybody else has. So you can't fall into the trap. If it happens for you that your vision improves in that area, I give you the disclaimer, the warning ahead of time, don't fall into the trap of thinking, well, I need to help everybody else see this, because if more people saw this, it'd be a better world. You can't convince people. And you can't change their vision. You can only experience it for yourself, and then it will radiate through you. That's how other people can benefit from your seeing, but not because you try to convince them. And then there's different thresholds to that, where you start to see things you never imagined. And it's amazing only because you see immediately, I'm not seeing anything that wasn't always there, I just couldn't see it. You become sensitive in a way that you haven't been up until then. Your sensitivity expands, it strengthens, it becomes possible to see more subtle aspects. And then trust happens because, not because you're trying to be more trusting, but because you see there's actually something there. Not blind trust. Ignorant trust, somebody says so, so I'll trust it. Trust because you see with your own eyes, because you feel with your own heart, because you experience for yourself. The real trust is always practical. It's always because you saw it yourself. But that fans out too. So you start to trust in a way you never imagined, in a way you never intended.